The first of all is, I think there's a general spirit, certainly from this side of the room, but also around the table, around the importance of like for like in terms of the tenant's deal that is offered as a result of rebuild. I think that's very important. The second thing is, I am more than dismayed that, having made some of the points around the consultation process and the information and the timeliness of meetings, that we are still not managing that properly. And I want that noted, but I also want to make sure that we do put in place something that actually works. And I can't do that now on the hoof, but I really do mean that we need to sit down with a few key people here and map out how we're going to communicate and have some sense of responsibility when we say we're going to do that. Because I have found that something that's come up time and time and again, and it's just really not good enough.
So when are you going to fix it?
Do that, okay? So that's the second point that I want minuting. The third is around the transparency of the financial viability. Now, clearly, some of that information will be confidential, and some of it will be redacted because of the, well,
why?
I can't answer those questions, but I just know legally it will be.
Yeah,
trust me, I've been a councillor for long enough, actually,
yeah,
and that's
the
case. Why?
Yeah,
but what I am wanting to get recorded for the purposes of this cabinet report is that we do release more of that information, and that people feel that they've had some of those key points shared with them. So, because it is quite clear there is not enough confidence in the room around some of the finances and some of the changes. And that is actually, and this is going back to points that my colleagues made, that is actually going to get harder with some of the changes that are being proposed nationally around housing. That's going to get a lot harder. And therefore, it's going to get a lot harder for us to separate out what the council's trying to achieve and what we're allowed to achieve because of the government reforms.
Be
so for me, the bridge, so some, the gap that needs filling is transparency of information and information around the finances. The fourth point, which I've captured and had already mentioned in response to both Anne and Bill, but I just want to reiterate, is we will put into the minutes the motion that you sent in prior to the meeting, which is essentially around the points around regard to park. And I think the fifth point, which has come up from a lot of shouts in the audience and some of the contributions, and certainly I know is a point shared by colleagues around this side of the table, is that 23 social homes is not good enough. I know that's a conservative estimate, I know that's our baseline. We don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, because clearly that doesn't do anything for trust, and there's not a lot of trust in the room at the moment.
24!
But 23 is not good enough. We really need to be making that point incredibly clear, and that will be something on which I would view and judge any master plan when it comes in front of us.
Have they got 300 pounds?
We will look at the leasehold deal as well. That was definitely captured. We will re-look at the leasehold deal, but it's clear there's not enough information. That
give us a mortgage.
It's gone back and forward, so we do need to make sure that conversation happens. Now, I will come to your question right at the end. I'm going to ask Matthew to answer it now in his summing up, okay? Which is around where do people go when redevelopment is happening. So
if you could pick up
any other general points that I missed.
We need a vote.
Labour